trending, oh, I don't know. It's Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary report specifically crafted to appeal to a weirder variety of person, namely the thousands of sleeper cell subgeniuses out there, just waiting for the hidden message to attack. Patience, my friends, patience. I'm Father Time. A video surfaced this week which shows a younger, more reserved Bill O'Reilly lashing out at co-workers back in the days when he hosted a fucking lame pop culture show called Inside Edition. What's most shocking about this video is that anyone really gives a shit about someone swearing into a fucking video camera. The conspiracy of normals has done everything in its power to squelch a set of apparently random words from people's mouths, but to no avail. A casual conversation with a neighbor, or quiet phone call with grandmother, soon degrades into a fit of swearing that would make a World War I general blush. The conspiracy, attempting to make us all happy and normal, has in fact turned us all into a bunch of swearing assholes. Which is good for subgeniuses, as we have learned to love our hate, and gain power from the dark turmoil in our own very souls. Uncontrollable fits of cursing are part of many subgenius rituals, including the traditional moment of noise, and the traditional Philo Drummond drops a mic stand on his foot during X-Day ceremony. But really, who fucking cares about a professional right-wing douchebag getting angry and swearing on video? I assume they all bust into fuck-cunt shit the very moment the camera goes off every time. Rush Limbaugh has been known to yell cocksucker after his orange juice commercials, and Katie Couric spits into the faces of children outside the studio on a daily basis. It's all too common. Hillary Clinton fucking can't stop fucking saying the word fuck, and Bill Moyers has a mouth like 15 feet of sewage pipe. Our conspiracy training makes us feel like we should be shocked at all this, but it's all just normal everyday language for the rest of us. Who cares? This is Father Time, and Madison Wixson, I don't know what that is. On the teleprompter, I've never seen that before. I can't read it. There's no words on it. In Wisconsin? What does that mean, in Wisconsin? All right, go. This is Father Time, and I can't do it. We'll do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. This is Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin, and we'll leave you with Sting off a cut off his new album. Take it away. You're going to die.